The Salvation Army of Wake County is hosting a Care and Share Thanksgiving food drive coming up starting tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. It will continue until 2 o'clock at the Wake Forest Walmart. Should be some nice weather out there for it, as it'll be sunny and 63 degrees. Perfect chance for you to go out and donate. And joining us now from the Wake County Salvation Army, it is Christine Rogers. Christine, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us here. I know it's been a time when the Salvation Army has had a lot of people rely on it because the government shutdown is just now ending. How urgent has the need been for the Salvation Army services since the shutdown started over a month ago?
Well, it's been an incredibly busy time of year for us, and we have seen an increase in demand for our services. So to give you an example, our nightly community kitchen now serves an average of 160 meals each evening, and that's up from 120 just a few months ago. And if you drive by our shelter on Capitol Boulevard, you will see the line. And we're seeing more requests for help from our food pantry than we can support. Our pantry inventory is very low. We've seen cutbacks from some of our partners. So due to the decline, we can't keep up with the demand. So we used to be able to support approximately 60 families a week, and that has dropped to about 20, depending on our weekly inventory. So we need the community's help, and that's why we're having our food drive.
Now, what's going to be featured at this food drive tomorrow, and what can people donate?
Sure. So our Care and Share food drive is going to be, as you mentioned, on Friday from 10 to 2. It will be at the Walmart in Wake Forest, which is on South Main Street. We're hoping the community will come out, donate, help us help others. If they're out shopping, hopefully they can put a few more things in their carts. We're looking for non-perishable goods, so think canned goods, all types of vegetables, fruit, tuna, spaghetti sauce, pasta of all kinds, rice, canned meats. We'll have a list there at the site. So again, if people are shopping for themselves, hopefully they can add a few things to help us out.
Absolutely. Is this the Salvation Army's busiest time of the year?
Oh, my goodness, yes. So we operate our Angel Tree program, which many might be familiar with. It's one of the largest gift-giving programs in the region. And this year, we have more than 8,000 angels registered. It is a record number for us, 1,000 more than we had last year. So, again, I think that speaks to the need. And once again, we can't make this program work without the community's help. And we're so thankful every year for individuals and businesses that step up to fulfill those Christmas wishes.
Now, you mentioned the 1,000 angels. What does that mean?
So, well, 1,000, we have 1,000 more than we had last year.
1,000 more,
I'm sorry. We have a little over 7,000. Yeah, so this year we're over 8,000. And there are lots of ways people can adopt an angel. So each angel has a tag with their first name, their age, their clothing sizes, a few things on their gift wish list. Those tags are placed on angel trees and businesses, churches. We have one at Crabtree Valley Mall. So people can stop by the mall, pick up a tag, shop for their angel, and drop it off. It's super easy. Or they can do it online as well. Visit wakearmy.org, and there are all the details on how to do that.
Yeah, and I would assume it's always a tradition to see Salvation Army folks ringing the bell outside various shopping centers, and I assume that's going to be happening again this year, too.
It sure is, and it's kind of iconic, right? Most of us, book people know the Salvation Army for our famous red kettles and ringing the bells, and because of the increased demand for services, we are expanding our red kettle reach as well. So this year, we have 13,000 bell-ringing hours we are trying to fill. That's a lot. We'll be at 35 locations, 45 doors. That kicks off in earnest this week. We need volunteers. People can pick their hours, a location that's convenient for them. Do it with your church group or maybe some work colleagues. And all you have to do is go to registertoring.com to sign up.
At registertoring, and that's
.com,
and people can sign up that way. We've had malls closed down here over the last few years, and things have changed in terms of how people purchase things. Has that impacted the Salvation Army in any way?
Well, you're right. It's not a lot that people carry cash anymore, right? But we have lots of ways to give. We have QR codes that can make it very convenient for folks. But yeah, we've expanded our reach, so you're going to see our bell ringers. As I mentioned, we're going to be at 35 locations across Wake County. So at Walmart, Food Lion, Bass Pro Shop, Cabela's, we'll be at quite a few locations.
And again, the location tomorrow will be the Walmart in Wake Forest on 2114 South Main Street in Wake Forest. That's where you can donate, as it's a time of need for a lot of families here. And obviously, Salvation Army has had even more of a need this time of year, as the shutdown has impacted people. And you also mentioned the community kitchen. That's helping people out nightly as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. And as I said, we've seen such an increase there. It's a place where anyone can come to our doors Monday through Friday, beginning at 4:30. We offer a warm meal for those who are experiencing hunger. And once again, donations make such a big difference to make that happen. We can't do it without donors and volunteers. And that's why we're so appreciative, not just the holiday times, but a year-round that folks step up and help us help others.
Christine Rogers is with the Wake County Salvation Army. Again, it is the Care and Share Thanksgiving Food Drive coming up tomorrow at the Wake Forest Walmart from 10 to 2. That is the Walmart at South Main Street in Wake Forest. Christine, thank you so much. We'll hope to talk to you again here once more before the holidays fully kick in. But thank you so much for your time, and good luck with this drive tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.